So that's it. It's official. I have high levels of dyslexia.
That's what it says in the letter, is it?
Yeah. Look, it means I'll be able to apply for disabled students' allowance. What's he want?
Who? Oh, Vackman. He's calling me over. Pop in the shed and put the kettle on. I'll catch up with you.
He don't look very happy.
He never looks happy.
Katie?
Donna, what are you doing here?
I was just taking a bit of a walk. It's a lovely day.
Is it? Oh, I suppose so.
What's the matter? Is something wrong?
No, I just needed to get out of the flat. Oh, sometimes I feel like the walls are closing in on me. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes, I've had Ted at home for a week. I know exactly what you mean.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have asked. How is your husband?
Well, nowhere near as bad as he thinks he is. I'm sure he'll be fine. He went back to work today.
Oh, good. You must have been worried, though.
Do you fancy a coffee?
I would, but I haven't got any money on me.
Oh, don't worry, I'll pay.
No, I can't.
Why ever not?
Because.
Because what? I'd like to buy you a cup of coffee, as a friend. Because I could do with somebody to talk to. You'd be doing me a favour.
You just don't understand.
Well, it sounds as if you could do with somebody to talk to as well. Come on, I insist. Is Jade sleeping?
Yes, at the moment, but I don't think for much longer. Oh, I've got a bottle for her. Okay, but I am definitely paying next time, I promise.
Neil?
Yes, Dave, the tea's coming.
Neil, do you remember Friday?
What's this, quiz time? Of course I remember Friday. It was only 2 days ago.
Who was the last person out of here?
I was. Why?
Did anything happen before you left?
Like what?
Nothing.
What are you on about? I locked up like you told me, and then I met you in the pub, where we spent some of your winnings, which you'd gone to pick up. Why?
So, nothing else happened?
Well, there was a delivery.
Ah, a delivery. And what was delivered, Neil?
Just some concrete.
And did you check the delivery docket?
Sort of.
Why would we have wet concrete delivered last thing on a Friday night? Let me try another one. What happens to concrete if it isn't kept wet or used?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Do you know what we've got to do today?
I'm going to like this, am I?
Probably not. There is now a big, solid mountain of concrete at the back of the site. Because it was such a lovely weekend, it is rock hard. You and I have got to go over there with two Kangos and break it all up. For which we should be grateful.
Grateful?
Yeah, because if you weren't so incompetent, you would have signed the delivery docket, which would have made that concrete our responsibility. As it was, I just saved both our jobs by lying that the delivery driver must have come through whilst the gate was unmanned.
I'm sorry, Dave. I never thought...
No, not your strong point, is it?
Do you still want tea?
Of course I still want tea. Do you know how stressful it is lying through your teeth?
I never thought I'd be interested in things like the economy. You know, I just never thought about it before, but now...
So are you thinking of going on to do economics?
Oh, it's mad, isn't it? I was going to do psychology, but... You know, all this stuff, it's just convinced me. Have you read this chapter by Ian Frisby?
I think it's Fribbins. Yes, I've started it.
What do you think of it?
It's okay, but I'm not really that interested in facts and figures. I leave that to Ted. I'm more of a people person. That's why I'm still determined to go on and do psychology. I'd like to be an educational psychologist.
Oh, I would have said that that was what I was interested in, but... Not the educational psychology bit so much, but, you know, people. I had thought about being a child psychologist or something like that. I'm not sure what you do with an economics degree, but it just seems important to know about these things.
Well, it's what the politicians say, isn't it? Is the economy stupid?
What do you mean stupid?
Not you. But that's what decides who people will vote for.
Oh, well, I don't vote.
Why not?
No, I've never been interested in that sort of thing. I think one reason was that it never affected me. Or at least I thought it didn't. I used to read all these stories about benefit scroungers and just believe them. It's a bit different when you're one of them.
You're not a scrounger, Katie.
Well, I'm not so sure. First Neil buys me a tea, now you buy me a coffee. Has she nearly finished?
Yes, looks like it. It's nice holding a baby again. I'd forgotten what it's like.
Do you want me to take her?
No, she's fine. I miss my grandchildren growing up because my daughter moved to Australia just after her first child was born. I haven't even met the second one.
Well, you can keep Jade if you want.
I don't think you mean that.
Sometimes I do, though not when she's being so cute like today. She's just trying to impress you.
Well, she's succeeding.
It's interesting, though, that your daughter is in Australia. It kind of shows how globalised we all are now. Oh, I'd love to emigrate.
Really?
I've never been out of this country. I'd booked to go abroad when I got pregnant. Me and Cheryl, my best friend, we were planning a sun, sea and sex holiday. Not necessarily in that order.
Gosh, that's not how it was in my day.
It's not how it is in my day now either. Not with Jade. I see precious little son, live miles from the sea, and sex? What is that again?
Katie, really? You youngsters have no inhibitions at all.
I'm sorry. I'm embarrassing you. Let's change the subject. How about this conference? Neil seemed really keen.
Yes, there's something next week, I think. If I can break away from Ted for an hour, I'm going to go.
Do you have to book?
I think you were supposed to, but it's not too late.
What is it exactly?
It's an introduction to podcasting. It sounds like fun.